Faith Promise Sunday. One Sunday each year we call Faith Promise, and it is an opportunity for our church especially to bring to your attention the needs of Nazarene missions around the world. And our church, along with every other Nazarene church, supports our missionaries, over 700 around the world, by each church giving a certain amount to missions to directly support those missionaries. And it's called the World Evangelism Fund. And we raise that primarily through Faith Promise, and people giving throughout the year as God gives them opportunity from what God gives them, sacrifice, and by returning to God, having a generous heart before the Lord. And so this is Faith Promise Sunday, and this is one time a year that we ask people to make a faith promise to missions. And so there's a card that's in your bulletin. If you received a bulletin, you can pull that out, and later on in the service you'll have an opportunity to do something with that. But we just want you to know what Faith Promise is. It's an opportunity for each one of us to be involved in missions around the world. Last year, our church was very involved in a lot of different projects with missions. You supported so much India and raised money for wells there, and working witness teams to both Belize and Honduras and Alabaster and a lot of different things. Our church has done, given so much for missions this past year, and we're grateful for that. And so today our focus is kind of on the main way that we raise money to support directly our missionaries, Faith Promise. At this time, we're privileged to have Reverend Park to come and share with us. Would you welcome him as he comes to speak this morning?
Our Heavenly Father, we love you. We love you, truly love you. Always, you always give us new fresh start in life every morning. We don't want to stay the same. There are things in our lives we know need to change and transforming. As much as I know how I open up my mind to your power and my heart to your grace. Like today we sang a song, praise you, thank you for loving us and forgiving us and saving us. Especially you thank you for sending your son Jesus Christ die for us, for my sins. Throughout this worship service, Faith Promise, we worshiping you in faith. We promise, we believe your promise. We are following your promise, your Lord. Help us to know more and more and understand about you, about Jesus Christ, deeper and deeper. I want to open up my heart to you, to your love, to your grace, to your power to preach the gospel in this church, in this morning. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Hello. Can you hear me over there? Can you hand? Thank you. I make sure, because my English is not American English, my Asian English, so I have to listen carefully. Faith Promise. Wow. I have been through many other American Nazarene churches throughout the USA, throughout my life. I just kept coming back to United States when I was a missionary in Asia. Every 2 years come. And I never been this area. And I really love to stay here. When I drove down into this village from my town, from the town, I can see many Amish. And I'm wearing Korean dress. And then I drove Japanese car. And then as soon as came in American sanctuary here. Wow. This is a multi-culture environment around here. This is the model of a kingdom of God. Wow. And continue to go. You know, about my today I'm going to sharing with you about my story, some of my story. And second, I'm going to share about our story. But more than that, I want to share with you about His story. So you're going to hear three of these and connection each other. But we are body of Christ, one body of Christ. You can hear everything here, but in 30 minutes. I'm trying to make 30 minutes preaching about. And then our mission is this three core essence, our mission. But before that, you know the Nazarene mission to make Christ-like disciples in the nations. So wherever I went to, wherever I go, wherever I will go, do this, to make Christ-like disciples in the nation. So, three core essence of our mission to do this. First one, you know this scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, say what? And now, these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. All mission we are doing here, faith promise, because of this. Because of faith, because of hope, because of love. You're saying today you select right song about Jesus is hope of the world. That's our message wherever we go. I'm going to tell you, share with you about three things very quickly. Why it's important for us to keep this promise from God. First of all, faith. Faith, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, worshiping you here is nothing, useless, meaningless. You have to have faith. It is possible to please God. Everything that does not come from faith is sin. Romans chapter 14, verse 23 says this. And Romans chapter 1, verse 17 say, the righteous will live by faith. So, without faith, no promise. And no, you know, yesterday I was sharing about the prayer. It's so important to prayer. It's time to pray for America. And James chapter 1, verse 5, to 7 say this, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe, not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. The man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord if you not believe that. The faith is a basic and foundation of worship and mission and your life. Then you believe that and you have faith. What you need the Holy Spirit, power of Holy Spirit to do. So you just have faith, but you have to pray specifically to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. The Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you very know this scripture. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come on you. And you will be my witness. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, you cannot be witness. You cannot handle how you can preach the gospel around your community. You have to receive the power of the Holy Spirit first in faith. And then go in Jerusalem. You're a Mifflinburg, I'm sorry. I come from Seoul, Korea. That's why I put Seoul there. And I'm not coming from North Korea. Don't ask about North Korea. I'm South Korea. Different. Totally different. Politically. And all Judea, Philadelphia or Pennsylvania, But in my case, Korea. And then Samaria. Your case, USA. My case, Asia. And to the end of the earth, I come here. Here, this place, the end of the earth from Korea. Your place should be, can be to the end of the earth, because the globe just around. So come back, the original place, or the starting place is the end place. Anywhere you are, belong to three, four, all these things. Not disconnected, not next step. It's just connecting. Same time. You do same time. So faith promise, making all four things in one. You can do through this faith promise. And until when we have to do this? He'll say, Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, the missionary like me, if we go to heaven, in the heaven, they don't need missionary over there. Only mission need here, until this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Coming soon, very soon. So our responsibility to all nations to bring the gospel, especially today we sang a song about the hope. Jesus is hope of all nations. So wherever I go, preaching the gospel, He is only hope for us. Life with Christ is an endless hope. Life without Christ is a hopeless end. Have you heard this? One more time. Life with Christ is an endless hope. Life without Christ is a hopeless end. Amen? So, I want to share with you about the love. Wow, this big topic, love. Do you love me? Uh-oh. You love God? Amen. You love Korean? Wow, this is first time Korean come to this church to preach. Right? Yeah, I'm very honored that. We have a Korean dress. You never seen, right? Is it good? Looking good? Am I looking good? Thank you. Look, you love me. In Asian culture, it's very easy to, not easy to say love, I love you. Here, very easy to say, not easy, to, but usually, I love you, hello, I love you, I love you. Lip love. So you love God and love a neighbor. Wow, that's the greatest commandment and also basic foundation. What is love? What does love mean? Many meaning of love. What's the true love? First John chapter 3 verse 16 say this. Next one, not this one. Next step. This is not this. Can you advance, please? Thank you. This is how we know that what love is, right? He said, Jesus said, this is in the Bible says, this is how we know. How we know what love is, Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Wow. Love is not just a say and word. Love is action in faith. That's why I came here. Long way from New York. Long way from Korea. Flight. And drive, get through Amish village to come here. And my church in New York, I'm Korean. But my congregation, like our church, is a multicultural church. We have 9 different nation groups worship together in English. Like I speak English, I'm Korean. So multicultural, cross-generation, how we can make this? Here's the answer here. Jesus laid down His life for you. And we must lay down to others. That's the key. I lay down my culture, my life, my all kind of my position to God, to others. That's why we can make cross-cultural ministry, cross-cultural nation, cross-cultural ethnic, cross-ethnic, any kind of, we can cross over each other. Lay down first. Give up yours first. Then God will, the blood, precious blood of Jesus Christ flows over, because no war around there. Flows over through your life, through your community, and transforming and change continually. Amen? So this is the love. But you know, love is the one word to me is to understand. Do you understand me? Hello? Love is, if you do not understand what I'm saying, you not, do not love me. Understand mean that standing under, right? Standing under, humble. If you want to understand Korean culture, if I want to understand your culture, I must be humble and humble attitude and try to learn. Yesterday I taught you about what? The Thailand, you know, greeting like this. Remember? Yes, last night. And then someone already started practice to me. I don't have time to do again. But next one. Please go for the advance, please. This is a picture yesterday I showed you when I was in Korea, in Seoul, Korea, when I was 14 years old. I was there. 1.1 million, a multitude, and Billy Graham came and spoke. I was sitting in front line. I told you that yesterday. Did you find me? Can you find me there over there? Yeah, over there. I was there. I was sure. I'm very sure that. That's why I'm here. Faith promise. That time I just confess and just talk to God. Lord, I'm here. I will go wherever you want me go. By faith. And then he gave me a lot of promises. He never changed his promise until now. Okay, go ahead. And all China and Southeast Asia and I had been a missionary work all around Asia. Then, next one please. Came to New York in 2007 and started working for Asian American Ministry as a pretty builder. Lay down my life. Lay down for others. Lay down for God. Just making bridge between Asian and America. Next one please. That's the Asian American ministry. You already saw the video today. We start a very dynamic ministry around in New York. And then coming to Philadelphia and working together and partnership together. And go ahead. Here, the multicultural ministry is that, like a beautiful flower, different colors in the garden. The garden should have beautiful, different colors and more beautiful. Look beautiful there. Church. Like, it seems, should be that way. Then my church members like this. And go ahead. And here, I told you already, please continue to advance, please. Next one. Not this one, another one. Yes, I told you. Another one, please. Next one, please. Sorry. Lay down means the worship here, we worship to God. Worshiping God is what does it mean? Worshiping is, he must increase, we must decrease. That's the worship. That's the lay down. That's the key of the worship, key of the love, key of the all kind of mission. Next one, please. Here say, most of our problems in the church are caused because we have increased, God has decreased. Next one, please. And here, when I was in Thailand, and Thailand is strongest Buddhist country around the world, 97% all Buddhist. I come from a Buddhist family in Korea, and then all my family converted to Christian, and that's why I know how to preach the gospel to the Buddhist. Okay, next one here, and then when I went to the northern Thailand, and which is we call Golden Triangle area, has very primitive area, there's no electricity, more than Amish group. It's no toilets and nothing there. Yesterday you saw that the lake, the miracle lake, someone already saw. I cannot share with you today, but another village I went there. At that time, I didn't learn their culture, their language, not yet. So I don't know how to communicate. I don't know how to share with them about the gospel. But just go. And just went there. The very deep jungle. And then I just was waiting for people come to talk, but I cannot communicate because I don't know their language. But just keep smiling. Hello. Hi. Look at me like that. Then, next one. They have a big, big problem in the village, around the village, all village in the higher mountain. There's a opium addiction because they plant opium and then addicting opium, especially next cut. Next one picture, you know, the parents are editing opium. Can you advance? Yes. Then all children also just addicting opium. The kind of village. So I went there. I saw first time, wow, a lot of opium around, plenty around their area. And next one. I just brought my truck and get in there in the jungle. They prepare very special food for me. And then villagers like watching me like some very new person came in this village. They don't understand about missionary, whatever, they don't know. But when they bring some special food with banana lip, put on, living maggots, M-A-G-G-O-T-S, think about love. If a missionary deny any food, any local food anywhere, they will against me, they will offend me. That's why I cannot say no. You know, but when as soon as I see the living maggots, how do you feel? Like that. But smile. I don't know, I want to feel offended to them. Oh, yes, good. And people are like looking at me. And they want me eat that. Okay? So smile. I'm shaking my hand. Put one piece. First one. I felt the distance between that there to my mouth so long. But keep smiling. Don't say, they will offend me. No, like that, smiling. Put living one in. Even biting is difficult. And they brought very dirty water to drink. I cannot drink that. That's also swallow it. Smiling. And these maggots from bamboo, clean bamboo, they're actually not dirty, but you know, maggots, doesn't matter where they come from where. Just put one and two and three just to swallow. About half, almost half of maggots gone. I felt my stomach, I mean, from the throat to stomach, the line up, all maggots. Because they are living. And never bite. I still feel, vomiting. You know that. I didn't share this yesterday because you're going to eat something else after this. Wow! Almost I die. I'm so dizzying around. I feel like vomiting. But I keep smiling. Love God. Love maggots. Love neighbors. Reaction is just love is understanding, standing under. If you ignore their food, They will not follow you, or they may not make friend of you. Then I want to run away. But I cannot communicate. You know, I cannot communicate. So I was using my body language. I need go to my home. Please let me go. They say, okay, hello, bye-bye. Ran away, you know that? Here is only speed limit, only 35 miles, right? 35 or 45, 5 miles. No way there. 100 miles. Faster than flying. Shh! I was driving in the jungle, and in the midnight, and never been there, was feel so scared in the jungle. They almost die. No more smile. And I stopped the truck because I felt vomiting like that. And I stopped the car and throw out all maggots out. Still something alive over there. I can see it on the light. I felt almost die. This is the first time to visit primitive area in northern Thailand, and then I don't know how to go back home because I lost in the jungle. I just tried to find one rock over there. I kneel down. I gave up. I surrendered all my life. Lord, I am here. I don't understand why happened to me. Please tell me the meaning of this happening to me. I cannot go home. I totally lost. Physically, I'm very sick. Lord, help me. Save me. I pray with tears. Then about 1 hour prayer with tears, God started to talk to me. My dear son, Philip, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Whoever acknowledge me before man, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. So I believe you are my son and my missionary. He tested. Actually, that was testing. That was not, they didn't eat that kind of food. They cook well. But just want to test me. They think that I'm really with them or not. Friend of them or not. So that's why I passed living mega test by God, by the villagers. Then later, the village invited me again. I went there. They cook very well, maggots. I can eat together. And then this village becoming Christian village, one by one. Amen? Without sacrifice, without your love, without your surrender, cannot people change, cannot make people transforming to Christ. Next one, you continue go. And here, today, that's why I'm here, Asian American Ministry, now in New York. I brought all this kind of experience. I've been through all Asian countries around, and they're learning all their languages. Chinese, Korean, Korean my language, English, even English I learned, studied. And Thai. All different languages. Why? Why I'm learning this language? Because I want to bring the gospel to all nations. How many languages you can speak? Maybe someone say I can speak Spanish. You know, language is not barrier. Language is bridge. Many young people around here, if you want to be global mission or global Christian, you have to learn other language, other culture as well. Respect others. Next one here. And the Asian American ministry, I show you the transforming Asian American ministry for Christ, for all nations. How we can make this? I want to say this. 3C here. Connecting, communicating, and contextualizing. Okay, here, I come to your church and connecting with you. I like to really connect with you and try to continue to pray for you each other. Second, I want to communicate with you here in the worship, first worship. I'm here. I'm Korean. I've never been, and you know, you and I never know each other. But now I try to communicate with you in Christ. I want to communicate with you about Jesus Christ. Even young people here, they don't understand too long sermon. Maybe they feel like boring, but I don't know. But I tried to bring the gospel about Jesus. Jesus is our hope. And third one, contextualizing. It means, come here. I'm no longer Korean. I'm Mifflinburg person I'd like to be. I want to change clothes after service, like you. Give me your clothes. And then I like your people. Hey! Connecting, communicating, contextualizing. That's the key of a multicultural ministry or nation church. We have to learn this. Next one. I told you it is time to pray for America. Faith promise. We are going to take a pledge and promise offering to send the missionary, support the missionary, and sending money to around the world. Yes, that's why I can come here. Without your support, without your sacrifice, I cannot make here today. You sent a missionary 60 years ago to Korea from United States. The first missionary, Dr. Don Owens from Church of the Nazarene, came to Korea, and he started teaching me, he started training me, he started, plant many churches and school over there. Now in Korea, Church of the Nazarene is growing, especially the Korean Nazarene University is the largest university, Nazarene University around the world. How we can make this? Here you can see real fruit. Your missionary plant seed in Korea and watering and whatever you support the mission and sending money, you all continue. What we are doing? Maybe someone say, what we are doing here? No. Now, the mission in America is became already mission field. You need a missionary come to help and working together and support each other. Not only sending, but also receiving too. You can see here real fruit from your missionary sacrifice, your support, your continue on your prayer support and financial support. That's why I can make it here. Can you hear me? It's time to pray for each other, especially all around the world now praying for America. You know that? Not only you pray for them, they are praying for you because they know in Christianity in United States in crisis. You know. Here say it in the Bible. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today. You will surely be destroyed. Like the nations, the Lord destroyed it before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. It is time to pray for our children, your family, your school, your church, your nation. It's time to pray. Wake up! Oh, just come once a week and Sunday worship, and that's it. How you can make a change the world? Just give your offering. And just because of duty, obligation. No. Don't do that. Without faith, without hope, without love, don't do that. Your motivation is wrong. God won't help. Open your eyes. Open your heart.
to see this happen. See here. I want to share the interesting statistics in America right now. You have to pray for your country. Many nations praying for your country because of this first one. American, in America, 3,500 and 4,000 churches close their doors each year. This is America. Second, church lose the estimated 2,765,000 people each year to materialism by secularism. Three, usually Sunday church attendance has dropped from 6,000, then in 1968, almost half down, in 2005. Number four, only 21% of Americans attend religious service every week, whereas the other 80%. Anyway, declining is crisis. I know, but this is opportunity to raise up again. Rise up again. A revival again. How we make this? Throughout the prayer. You start to pray. Here say that. Yesterday I shared with you, but one more time. What the church in USA need today is not more machinery or better. Not new organization or more other method, but men whom the Holy Spirit can use, men of prayer, men might in prayer. We need men of prayer right now for your church, for your country, for your family. And another one, I have hope here. Can you advance next one. 86% of immigrants population in North America are likely either be a Christian or become Christian. 86% of immigrant population in North America are likely to either be Christian or become Christian. It means the far above the national average. The immigrant population actually present the greatest hope for Christian renewal in North America. All other immigrants from other nation now coming to United States and start a church. Now there are many ethnic churches, other ethnic churches in New York, a revival in South, anywhere, especially Spanish churches is growing fast. Not only declining, American church in America is growing and revival because they know how to pray. They know how to preach. They know confidence. They have faith. And the power of the Holy Spirit. When we walk, just walk. When we pray, God walks. Amen. The finally, in conclusion here. Are you happy to hear conclusion? Next one. The Asian American ministry. And I'm just come here not by Asian American. I come here as a missionary. I want to preach passionate gospel. I want to share with you this. You haven't heard many messages. I believe you believe that and you follow that. But today we have a faith promise again. Every year annually we are doing this. But I like to you know the meaning of a faith promise through my sharing today. Faith. Without faith, there is no promise. If you're giving any penny of money to mission, giving by your faith, giving by your love, giving by you have hope. One day, you can see all nation church in the United States connecting together as body of Christ and growing and growing and making revival again very soon. Amen? Preparing your heart to give. One thing. 6.7 billion people in the world, you know that Americans comprise only about or 4.5% of the world. Only less than 5%. Next one. Here, I told you yesterday, 60 out of 100 people, we say 60 would be Asian. Wow. And then down, and say, here, 82 would be non-white, 18 only white. 67 would be non-Christian. 67 still would be non-Christian. Only 33 would be Christian. We have still have opportunity 60% and 60% non-Christian groups. We can be rich. Here, we live in a world that is non-American, non-white, non-Christian. You have to know this. This world, it keeps changing to in this way. Another one. Here. Next one, please. Say, before you giving your money, not your money, actually, God's money, to the church, here say, oh, I don't have money. I cannot handle my finance. Oh, it's difficult. No. God can help you if you are faithful to God. Honestly. You have to honest relationship with God. Don't avoid or don't make any excuse. Here's 40%. 2.6 billion people live in less than $2 per day. And 15%, 1.1 billion people live in less than $1 per day. United States, 4.5 billion people live on $105 per day. I know it's economically different levels, but you know that? How you can compare this? God knows your finance. God knows your stewardship. God knows your heart. You truly love God, truly love neighbor. Think about that when you give money by best. Thank you so much, and God bless you. And today you take a pledge, but I know that I have been really gratitude, and I really thank to you your support. That's why I can continue to do missionary work like this. God bless you.
It is so, to me, interesting and enjoyable and moves my heart to meet people from other places around the world. You know, I love to meet people and have people in our church from other places. I learn so much about who people are and who we are in some ways. And today the opportunity, Reverend Park, to just share a little bit about your worldview and your perspective and where God has taken you is such a privilege for each one of us. And so today we thank you for coming and being with us. We're honored that you are here. I'd like to invite our worship team to come. They're going to sing a song for us this morning. I want to invite you, if you're here today and have this card, it is a faith promise card. One time each year we ask people to make a promise for giving to the World Evangelism Fund. And so I'm going to invite you to take that card out right now. And the little part on the back is the opportunity, as God provides, my faith promise for world evangelism this year will be, and then there's a line for the total. This is an opportunity for you to express your faith that God will give you the opportunity to give to world missions and to impact the world. As long ago in South Korea, Don Owens went. Don Owens was one of my seminary professors, and I remember him telling the story of how he was the first missionary, Nazarene missionary, to go to Korea in 1954. And told stories of the culture there, and it was so interesting. And so this morning, just want to give you an opportunity. If you take that card and tear off that bottom piece, and if the Lord gives you the faith and you want to be involved in giving to Faith Promise or World Evangelism Fund, if you just write an amount in there that if God gives you that opportunity, you will give. And Shauna and the team's going to sing. I'm going to invite you to stand and just bring that offering, bring that faith promise to the front. And if you have an offering and you want to bring that for missions for our missionaries today, I invite you to do that. And bring that faith promise card and put that in the offering plate. We'll total that up and give an announcement another week. But just invite you to give. I invite every person that's here today, whether God blesses you with many, many resources and you're closer to the $105 a day or the other end, that you give what God puts on your heart and gives you the opportunity to give. Would you stand with us as our worship team sings?